Final Four tomorrow to put you in a hopped-up college ball frame of Easter weekend mind. And I understand what I just said. The terrifying Chinese dust storm arriving by tomorrow morning. The sky should turn kind of a hazy, milky...
How's the news going?
Shut up, Roy. A hazy, hazy, milky, dust-like texture.
How about that?
You'll soon see Steven Tyler sporting the milk mustache.
It's gross.
Doesn't look right?
It's like he was in the locker room with Rod Stewart. I'm telling you, it does not look right.
You know, write the American Dairy Association and tell them of your concerns there. Well, it's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, and here she is, Little Imp.
And now a sweet little bundle from Texas, sweetest chocolate candy, the tantalizing honey face.
In Washington, D.C. this weekend.
Something seen on Easter.
Okay.
John Ashcroft running around putting pants on all the stuffed Easter bunnies. Al Gore demanding a recount at the White House Easter egg hunt. Easter eggs colored the same shade of blue as Dick Cheney during a heart attack. That rotten egg smell in the air can finally be blamed on something other than Strom Thurmond.
Oh, well.
Jesse Jackson hunts for eggs instead of fertilizing them.
Ooh.
That's a change-up.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, Honeyface, I know that you didn't mention a thing about Pontius Pilate in this particular list of your...
Because I don't know who that is.
Well, he was kind of responsible for the crucifixion of Christ, but yes, nothing to worry about there.
Kind of comes about...
Well, you're a Mexican Jew, you're supposed to know this.
Come on, I thought you were a Catholic.
I had a quinceañera, too.
What?
Huh? It's like Sweet 16, but it's like Catholic thing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
A quinceañera?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I go, am I Catholic or am I Christian? What am I supposed to be?
Well, you'd be both. If you're a Catholic, you are a Christian.
Most of the time.
Bible study.
I keep my Bible under my pillow.
You're going to Bible camp this summer with Otis. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm starting to look like Otis.
You are?
I have freckles on my face.
I know.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm concerned, but that's okay. It's just fine. A couple of interesting things we're going to have to talk about Monday. You notice Crow's been gone the last 2 days. And I mean, he's pulled some doozers in the past, but this is all city because apparently he goes in for an annual, and he talks about it, so I don't feel like I'm speaking out of turn here.
And it wouldn't matter if you were.
Not at all. What do you call it? A colonoscopy?
Yeah.
And so he has to miss 2 days of work.
No.
Yeah, he did.
What?
Yeah, he's not working tonight.
Oh, he's forcing on you.
No, no. He didn't work yesterday, and he's not working tonight.
What happened?
Well, he had a colonoscopy.
Well, what, they couldn't pull it back out? What happened?
I don't know. They probably got lost.
Jeez.
No, he pulled this one. This is a doozer. Because apparently you have to clean yourself out before this affair.
So I would hope so, sure.
He took yesterday off for that.
Yeah.
Which I don't... You bought that, didn't you?
No. He hasn't done that yet. That's coming up in a couple of weeks.
He's just getting prepared for it.
He actually went on a vacation.
Yeah, I think he's celebrating his birthday.
That's right. Today's his birthday.
He's in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Bellagio?
I don't know where he's staying, but he's down there, and when he comes back later in the month, he's taking 2 days off to get his ass looked at.
I cannot believe you bought that, Kurlop, because the last time he had his ass checked... It was, you know,
it's like a big holiday around here.
He didn't even take a day off. But now, all of a sudden, he's got such a, what is it, 24 karat gold? What is this?
Come on, I walked in here taking short steps a few weeks ago.
You didn't have a colonoscopy.
No, but I had, you know, what's the difference?
There is no difference between whatever those procedures are. They're all awful.
But John's just talking about the glove. He got the glove. I mean, Pro would take a day off for that.
He couldn't get that... Come on, loosen up. Loosen up, Johnny.
Yeah.
Doc. No. I'm feeling fine.
Yeah.
Come on.
And to think some fellas celebrate that. That is just quite something to think about.
What I like, though, is Crow had to schedule it off, and he had to tell me why.
Good work, Johnny.
Why would you take 2 days off?
I don't know. Well,
you have to clean your system out.
That is so much...
But is that like an infinity comp thing? Is that on the calendar?
Yeah, you know.
Really?
Well, it's not on the calendar, but, you know, you get the time off.
Wow.
For getting a colonoscopy? And listen, I can spend half my life in the stirrups and they won't give me 15 seconds off, but a guy has to go in for something that's a little invasive.
Well, schedule me for Monday. I'll see you on Tuesday. How about that?
Well, that was different.
And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE. Now back to Robin and Maynard.
Outstanding.
Oh, my. Well, that's outstanding.
Am I Catholic or am I Christian? Oh!